in the parsha of Eliezer going to find the shidduch for Yitzchok, there's a few steps that take place, and what's going on at each step is somewhat interesting and maybe indicative of his thinking and his emotions at the different times, as according to the way the Rashi explains it. The first thing that happens is he's on this mission to find the right shidduch, and he makes up this sign. He says, the one that will say, if I'll ask her to give me to drink, and she'll say, Shasei v'gam gualecha ashke, oiso yichachto labducho liyitzchok, uvo eida ki osiso chesed im adimi. I'll know from this sign of chesed that she's the one that was appointed to Yitzchok, and that I'll know that he has done chesed with Avram. So on this Rashi says, oiso yichachto, okay, ruhuyo hi loy, she's appropriate for him. Shetehei gomeles chasodim, because she's gomeles chasodim. Ukedai likonis mevesa shel Avram. She's worthy to go into Avram's to Avram's house. Ubo eda loshen tchino. He's asking Hashem. Hoida li bo. Let me know through this that she's the right one. Ki asisa chesed chesed. I will know that this is the chesed you did, the chesed to Avram, because she's from the right. She does chesed, and she's from the right family, so everything is done. And even after he says chesed, he says he's asking loshen tchino. Hashem should let him know that she's the right one. Okay, so now this is his plan. And then it says, "Oish mishtoi lo machrish lo das ha'isliach Hashem darko imloi," that he wants to know mishtoi. So he says, "Mishtoi mimu misbael al shero devoroi korov lahatzliach." Avol einu yodea im mimishpachas Avram hi imlo. He saw that she fulfilled his sign that he gave. He made a sign that the one that is going to do chesed and say gam gomalech ashke, she's the right one. But I also have to know, and he asked Hashem, please let me know that she comes from the right family. So here, then he says he sees when she does the acts, the him and gam gmalecho. So he's mamish waiting to find out whether she's the right one or not. He's like mishtimim that he's, oh, it looks like it's happening. Something's, it's in progress. I see it's almost. Al shiro shedvor korav latzliach. I see it's almost. I still don't know the last detail that has to be. It has to be mimishpachas Avram. But then he says, basmiat, agidin lo ayesh, so forth. Is there room in your place? Yomer basmiat. So Rashi says, la'achar shenosan lo shoalo. Very strange. First he gave her the nizomim, whatever, all the gifts. And then he says to her, basmiat. Should have first, originally he was concerned, even after he saw that she said, gam gam alecha ashke, she's the right, but he still have to know, is she from the right family? Now he finds, he gives her the gifts, and then he's going to ask her if she's from the right family. So Rashi says, lach shenos alo sho'alo, lefi shohoyo botuach biskuse shel Avram, she hitzliach HaKadosh Baruch Hu darkoi. He was batuach, that in the schus of Avram Avinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been matzliach his way. So in other words, he didn't wait for the official confirmation that she was mimishpachas of Avram Avinu's family, because he was batuach that in the schus of Avram Avinu has such great schus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matzliach darkoi. So it's very strange situation that's going on over here. He's going and he knows that he has the skus of Avram Avinu. He makes a sign, and this sign to him is a very choshev sign, because it's a simim min hashamayim. We can make such simonim today, exactly with shiduchim, but he knew, makes a simon, he's going to know if she does gam gomalecha ashke, she's going to be the right one. But part of the mission was to get from mishpachas psuel, mishpachas Avram Avinu. So Mamela, he had to know that too. So he asks Hashem to show him, to let him know. He is, when he sees it partially done, that she did fulfill the test that he set up. So now he's waiting to see one more detail, and then all of a sudden, before he gets confirmation of the detail, he's giving her the gifts. And Rashi explains, because he was batuach in the schus of Avraham Avinu, that he is matzliach. So, like, what exactly is going on over here? The schus of Avraham Avinu he had all along. I don't think it means he's batuach in the schus, but the schus of Avraham Avinu gave him the sense of Hashem will certainly help me in this endeavor, because Avraham Avinu is certainly worthy of having this happen for his son. So, what happened? He, at one point, he sees a partial fulfillment. He sees a partial indication that she is the right one. And then all of a sudden, and he's even concerned, he wants to see the full thing to make sure. Rashi says, it's a loshon tchina, and ki yosisa chesed im tiyeh mi mishpachtoi v'genesov. He's asking, please let me know if it's from the right mishpocha. And then all of a sudden, before he knows about the right mishpocha, he gives it to her anyway. And Rashi explains, because he was batuach. It sounds like that there was a process going on, that he certainly knew that there was great schus he has to be matzliach. And he did what he felt was the proper ishtadlus of setting up a test of chesed, which is going to be the test, whether or not she's worthy to go into Beis Avraham Avinu. That would be the test. If she does such chesed, that not only does she say, shesei v'gam gomalecha ashke, that was the test. And she passed the test. And at that point, when she passed the test, he still wasn't sure. He asks Hashem, he says, let me know if she's for the right mishpocha. So he didn't have yet the confidence that it was true. And nothing more happened between that, it seems, but that it seems that that led him, the knowledge of that he's bound for success, which didn't take him all the way. The fact that partially something happened and he sees a little bit on the derech of indication that she's the right one, according to the sign that he made, seems to be. But there's still another detail, and then at that moment, he was able to rise to the bitochen in Hashem because he saw so much, and that took him over the top. Rationally, he didn't know. He, even when he finished, he asked basmiat. So he couldn't say, unless you say Islam, he's going through the motions. So it doesn't seem that he was even sure who she was, but he was sure of the hatzlocha because enough had happened to give him that sense that Hashem is for sure going to be matzliach. I can't even say that I could define. If you ask me, is she from that mishpocha? And I say, I don't know exactly. I'm asking Hashem to show me, and I'm going to find out. But it was enough confidence in the success of his mission that he was able to give it out confidently, knowing that he succeeded, even though he still had, or it doesn't indicate until after, that he had clear knowledge that she was from the right mishpocha. So I think that the idea here is just like how bitochen works, that it starts, this of course, certainly for us, the obvious, there was ishtablis, there wasn't ishtablis, that's a different discussion. But it starts certainly for us with ishtablis, I have to do something. I'm pretty optimistic about this mission because Avraham Avinu's schus, certainly Avraham Avinu is going to, you know, has the schus to be able to make it happen. But I'm not sure. I have to find out exactly. I make a sign, and that sign is, that's going to be the test. But it's not completely, because even after the test, I have to know if she's in the right mishpocha. But I get myself with the reality that takes place to a certain point that I can be confident in the hatzlocha. I can be confident in that the schus of Avraham Avinu will grant this hatzlocha. I can be confident in the chesed Hashem, even though I haven't yet brought on board the idea of whether or not, in reality, she's from the right mishpocha. So there's a level of confidence which, in the mission, in the success of the mission, which comes from the indications that came along the way, the partial fulfillment of the test that I set up. And even though I can't say definitively that she's from the from the let's see, la'achar shenosa lo ashoa lo, sounds like, I mean, the posuk itself is, now he's asking later, it means not going through the motions, he didn't know. So he could be batuach in the hatzlocha of the mission, even though he couldn't say with surety that, yes, it was right. I'm sure it was successful, even though I don't know if it's right. So it seems that, first of all, the bitochen grows from the level of realization. When I do hishtadlus and I see a partial, things are moving in the right direction, that can push a person to reach a level of bitochen. And he could reach a level of bitochen in the chesed Hashem and in the hatzlocha, even though he doesn't know. He mamish doesn't know. So it could be for us, I can't yet see it. I just know it's going to be matzliach. I can't see it happen. I don't see clearly. It's not clear what's going to be. She may or may not be from the right mishpocha, but I feel the success anyway. That's why he gave her the things, the nizomim, whatever, even before he asked the question. So I think that sometimes we have problems with bitochen because in reality I can't see it. I don't see it happening. It's too much. I trust the Chesed Hashem, but how do I get from the Chesed Hashem to the realization that I'm going to be matzliach? And what interferes sometimes is the fact that I just can't imagine. What I'm asking for is too great, too complicated, too difficult, too unlikely, too strange. But I can still feel that Chesed, and even though I'm not, even though the reality bothers me, I'm still not sure of the reality. I can still have, he says, he's botuach, botuach enough. What does that mean? He's botuach, the b'skusa shel Avram, she'etzliach HaKodesh Baruch Hu. I was matzliach, and I'm giving the nizomim because she's the right one, even though I don't even know intellectually if she's the right one. That seems to be the koyach of bitochen.